Hey, welcome to Foul Mouse. I'm Morgan Barclay with my guest,
Crazed Wolf, Brian James Williamson.
Yes, the big B dub weighing in at 233 pounds.
Like 240 right now.
240?
After this beer.
That's 241, right. 241, 641. We'd like to first and foremost thank our sponsors. We have two sponsors today. One, Napa Know How. You guys love the song. We love the commercial spots and the guy in them. So Napa Know How, if you want to learn how to do your oil change on your own, just walk into a local Napa store and I'm sure they'll teach you how, because I'll never do it. But nope. I'm sure there's some guys out there that will.
No chance.
Our other sponsor, since this is an adventurous podcast, because I've made my way up to San Francisco to in preparation for a big Monday night game. And we have a local beer here. What is it called?
Heller High Watermelon from 21st Amendment Brewery. Pretty awesome. Local joint.
So we'll be drinking this on and during the podcast. Basically, it's a fusion drink of wheat beer mixed with watermelon, which sounds awful, but with Lady Liberty and the Golden Gate Bridge on it, I mean, I'll drink anything.
Sure. Sign me up. Can we have a last-minute sponsor?
Yeah, totally.
Candles.
Who?
Candles, just regular candles, is also sponsoring this. Tonight's big game's at Candlestick, and I want to make sure people don't forget about candles.
Okay. Are these lit candles, or are they just regular candles that have a nice smell or aroma?
Whatever you want. You want the harvest pumpkin, that's fine.
What's the history of Candlestick Park? Like, why do they call it that?
I don't know. I'd be happy to look it up on my phone.
All right. So we'll get to that later. We'll check that out on Wikipedia. We have a lot to cover. When I say a lot, I mean not that much. So we have, we're going to cover every single game that happened in the NFL this past week. We do have a whiny dog in the background. That's fine. It's just a puppy. Don't even worry about it. But we have a lot of games to talk through. We're talking NFL. We're going to talk a little bit about the NBA and things that are That's So Varejao, which is a new segment we have. It's a playoff of That's So Raven. So it's just when any guy in sports does something that's very Varejao-like. So we'll go through that. Within the context of the NFL, we'll talk about guys that we're never ever going to draft again because we hate their face.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, off the top of my head, Darren McFadden, go fuck yourself.
Santana Moss, die in a fire.
Yeah. Santana Moss, like, when are we ever going to know when you're going to score a touchdown?
Yeah, I don't care that you scored yesterday. You've looked like shit in my roster for two seasons.
And Lance Moore, you're almost right there because I swear I bench you every time that you score two touchdowns. But more on that later. So let's get going. Let's start with your favorite combination of two NFL teams. The Thursday night game from last week. We have Miami Dolphins versus Buffalo. Your two favorite teams in the world.
God,
these guys. When we lived in New York, honestly, you'd wake up and those two teams would be playing. And it's like the only game on. This is before DirecTV and all that.
So hopefully everyone knows that, you know, you play everyone in your division twice, right?
Yeah, people that are listening to this hopefully would know that.
But what I want everyone to know is that if you're the Bills, you actually play the Dolphins 8 times in a season. It's not true, but it fucking feels like it. Every week when you turn on the TV, the Bills are either playing the Jets or the Dolphins. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
But I grew up in upstate New York, so I had to watch way too much of this.
Why don't you give a little background on the shirt that you used to wear to school? Because you used to call the Buffalo Bills the Buffalo Jills.
Yeah, the Jills. And so I grew up in upstate New York. Everyone and their mom was a fan of the Bills. Why? Because there's no other professional team. So they would always play the Dolphins. Always a big game, right? Dan Marino, best quarterback ever. They're going against Jim Kelly. And they would always call this the Squish the Fish game. Could care less. Bills, Dolphins, could care less.
Wait, but so the Bills fans would call it Squish the Fish.
Squish the Fish game, yeah. Right. Especially if they were at Miami. It was all about squishing the fish in Miami in their hometown. It was annoying. It's the best they can do. That's the reality. It's the best upstate New York.
Just something that rhymes, but like, yeah. Squish the fish like out of water or something. Like
how Dolphins,
I mean. You have to catch the fish first.
Yeah, exactly right. But sadly, they always would. But anyway, the point is, I hated those guys so much. I was happy they went to 4 Super Bowls because I was happy they lost them all. So the long story short is that after the 4th loss, Super Bowl loss, I wore a shirt to school that said B-I-L-L-S, boy, I love losing Super Bowls. And I have that shirt framed in my house at this moment.
We have to get a picture of that. But yeah. Honestly, every time I hear, that wasn't even like fake Ed McMahon laughter. That was real laughter,
yes.
Even though I've heard that story 47 times.
They love losing. Like,
boy, I love losing Super Bowls. Yeah. Did you get kicked out of school that day?
I did not. I did not. I got a laugh from a hall monitor, and everyone else was just fine with it. But
wow, that's tough for the Bills. So let's just real quick on the fantasy front. Love CJ Spiller. Fred Jackson dying of fire. Like, I'm tired. Like, just don't come back.
Love CJ, though. Yes. CJ is a Bill that I would have.
Yeah. I mean, as a player, if you take CJ out of the Bills' world, like, he's a good running back. Like, how could you not notice that at this point?
Yeah.
He's a great running back. He could be really great if the Bills weren't stupid and quit putting the 32-year-old Fred Jackson in. He just had a birthday, by the way. So, anyway, that game was fine. Heartline, whatever.
He just had a birthday?
No, because I think he's actually 30. He's 31, I just wanted to qualify that.
I don't know if you were at his party or something.
Yeah, I'm a little mad at Heartline for fumbling, but aside from that, he didn't cost me a fantasy game or anything like that. So anyway, enough about that game.
Yep.
Let's run through a couple others. You know, we have the Arizona-Atlanta game. This is just in alphabetical order, I guess. This is how NFL.com does it. You know, Matty Ice, dude, what's wrong? 5 picks.
301 yards, 5 picks.
Yeah, a little foreshadowing into the playoffs. I'm like, hey, guys. I'm going to be really good for a while. I mean, they scrounged up the win. I'm happy because Arizona lost. But honestly, 5 picks, very Tony Romo-like. Arizona, we called weeks ago that you're going downhill. You have no chance in the NFC West. You have no chance, period. I don't know. You're just like a bipolar team. Like, you and Brandon Marshall should just start your own little show together. I mean, no shot on Brandon Marshall, but he is bipolar. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And Michael Turner, just you suck. You suck at football. I mean, you used to be good, and your fat little legs would run and run and run. And like, it's like he has pudgy legs. Yeah, exactly. I feel like he just has pudgy legs, like baby legs underneath there. And he just, when he gets at the goal line, it just looks like he's just kind of running around like it's a glitch in a video game.
Jaquizz Rodgers, an annoying fantasy player this year, though.
Why, is it stealing touches or?
No, just like, if you have him or if you think you want to pick him up. I picked him up yesterday.
Yeah, what are you going to do with Jaquizz? What are you going to do?
You know, Turner hasn't been doing that great. I thought he'd get me 7-8 points. He got me 8, but, you know, he had to gut it out. It was annoying.
Yeah.
I want him to do more. I want that name to be on more signage and
commercials. Well, you know my team name is Jaquizz in my pants, and I always try to get that out there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks for bringing it up again.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, I mean, not that that happened, but that's just my team name, and it's a very creative team name, so right. Appreciate it if you didn't know about it. I was excited when I came up with it. So moving on to Tampa Bay, Carolina. Tampa Bay, kind of fun to watch this year. Started with the victory formation when they were blowing up the Giants and Coughlin was getting pissed. Like, just as a team in general, like, you know, they cut Colin Winslow. They said, we're going to do things differently. And they're just getting beastly and mad out there. And, you know, you kind of like the comeback win. 2-point conversion is always fun. Overtime. Kind of a weak catch by Dallas Clark in the end zone, though, that people were hyping up.
Yeah, SportsCenter had a number one on the top 10. I go AJ Green's one-handed catch, but I mean, he tiptoed it. I mean, he was wide open.
Yeah,
don't fall down and have to tiptoe. Just catch it. And
yeah, walk that's in. Just Dallas Clark getting older. Like the old Dallas Clark would have like actually dunked it over the goalpost or something. But anyway, so Tampa Bay, Vincent Jackson's been money. Josh Freeman been pretty decent. Cam, you know, your suggestion box. I suggest you play for a new team. How about that,
dude? I suggest you have a running game.
Yeah, or just stop throwing. And I don't know what he did in this game, but like, I don't know.
Invest more time with a playbook than on nice sweaters for your GQ shoots.
Yeah, no kidding. And like, I'm still trying to figure out who Brandon LaFell is. And he must have grown up in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Sounds very French to me, so I don't want that guy on my team ever. Moving on to Cleveland and Dallas. Dallas, Jason Garrett, you're an idiot. What can I say? You snuck a win versus Cleveland when you really should have lost. Brandon Wheaton, like you're like the new Chris Winkie. You're kind of annoying, but you make some plays at the end. You got Trent Richardson.
Can I talk about Trent for a minute?
You can talk about Trent.
I watched this game.
I like Trent, by the way. I like Trent as a running back.
Right.
So, not as a wide receiver.
Trent is amazing. So, two quick stories. I'm sorry you have to hear him. I live in San Francisco. We're obviously recording live from San Francisco.
Not live.
The good news,
Jay has this problem.
It's live now. Later, it won't be live. So recorded for you at home, live now. No, the point is that I live in San Francisco. The good news is that every 49er game is on TV. The bad news is that every Raider game is also on TV because they're across the bridge. So I'm stuck watching those two games.
They're across the bridge for a reason. You don't want them coming over to your area.
I totally agree. But I'll only get one other game during the day on TV that's non-game. Not one of those two games. So because the Niners are playing tomorrow, I get Dallas and Cleveland. Now, I grew up in upstate New York. My dad was from Cleveland. So I've also watched way too many Cleveland games. So summary so far is that I had to watch every Bills and every Cleveland game.
A lot of Bernie Kosar. A lot of Bernie Kosar.
Do love some Bernie. But I did enjoy watching Trent yesterday. It was the first time I watched him. And did you know that Trent went to the same high school as Emmitt Smith?
Could you stop calling him Trent like he's like some long
Trent is my boy. Trent is my boy. We went to private school together.
Did you really?
I am saying it very like.
Yeah, like Trent. Like he's yeah. like you guys he are friends. Did he just text you? Okay.
All right, T. Rich. No, did you know that he went to the same high school as Emmitt Smith?
No, I didn't know that.
Then you're definitely not going to know this. So this is going to turn into some
trouble. What, he likes guys?
No. Trent Richardson has the second highest rushing yard totals at his high school. He has the second highest total touchdowns. Obviously, Emmitt Smith is ahead of him in both categories.
Right.
I'm going to give you Trent's numbers, and I want you to guess Emmitt's. Okay?
Okay.
So, actually, why don't you guess Trent's first?
No.
So,
I want you to anchor me with
okay,
the number.
I'll anchor
yeah,
you.
Don't put me on the
fine.
Spot.
That's fine.
I didn't play football in high
school. Trent Richardson, in high school, 3,300 total yards rushing.
Okay.
36 total touchdowns. Now, I didn't get a breakdown of how much he played his freshman year or sophomore year. I would guess that he's probably like 400 or 500 yards his freshman year. Played a little bit, got some touches, had some big runs. Probably had 3-yard runs from the running back, and he, you know, took some 40-yard runs a game. Whatever. Anyway, point is, 3,300 total for his
career. I got the
36
number.
36 touchdowns. I want you to take a guess at Emmitt's.
Let's go Price is Right style. So we're going to go 3,301. So just one more yard. I mean, he kind of teed it up like he just barely missed.
No.
No. What?
It's not,
like 6,000?
It's not close.
Like 6,000?
I'm going to give you a guess.
5,240 is my guess.
No. Guess the touchdowns.
What was his? 33? How many did?
It was 36.
36? Okay. So then Emmitt had 58.
No.
74.
Emmitt Smith had over 8,000 yards rushing.
8,000 yards.
8,000 yards. And he had 106 touchdowns.
In high school.
That's over 25 touchdowns a year. You know how many games you play in high school? It's like a max of like 14 if you include
right.
like states and all that kind of shit.
Was he like Marcel Reese where he's playing quarterback, tight end?
I actually think it was like 8,800 yards that he had rushing.
Really?
It's unbelievable. When they showed the side screen... I mean, that's way over double. Like, I can't. I wish I could go back in time and go to those high school games. And I fucking hate high school football.
That's just because you never made the cheerleading squad, though. You're always like, oh, I want to be throwing the girls up in the air. Oh, girls up in the air. I just have to get this out. So this has nothing to do with any game. This is a fantasy thing that I fucking love and I hate. And my boy Jay Devlin can attest to this. A couple years ago... was in the fantasy championship game. It was the year that Michael Vick and Arian Foster went crazy. I ended up with both those guys. And I was ahead by 4 going into Monday night game. I had Michael Vick. Game over, right? Like, I don't need to play. Victory formation. I'm done. And I told Jay, I was like, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and sit Michael Vick. He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, I don't want him to get negative points. I don't want him to fumble 3 times and throw a pick and then – all of a sudden, I lose because I played Michael Vick. It's like, I can just bench him, right? And he's like, yeah, if it lets you. So, of course, I went in the ESPN system, and I just benched Michael Vick. And, like, the other guy was kind of pissed. He's like, wait a minute. And I'm like, yeah, like, you want me to have him have negative points, and then you can win the game. But so I benched him, and he couldn't get negative. He got 0. So I'd already won. So reason I bring this up, so I won that game. Michael Vick ended up scoring, like, 11. It didn't matter anyway. So recently it came up, ahead by 2, right, going into a Monday night game. And I have Steelers defense. And I've won the game. I've won the fantasy game. I'm ahead by 2. Same thing. Like, people know defenses can get negative points. So I was like, went into sports line system, told the commissioner, like, hey, I want to sit the Steelers D because I don't want to lose this game if they get negative points. And, like, everyone just went nuts and said, you can't sit there, D. You can't do this. I was like, why not? Like, I already won. I don't want to play my last player. And so long story short is, like, the way we're set up is that if you sit a player in any position, you forfeit your game. So it didn't allow me. So it was saying that the system was saying, no, you can't just sit a player in a roster spot. So, but the beauty of it was, so everyone was going crazy. It's like, well, for the same reason that I'm sitting him is the same reason you don't want me to for the guy that was playing against, because they could get negative points. The funny part was, the way we have it set up is that for whatever reason, our defenses can't get negative. So it was like moot. So like by the end, after like 47 emails, the commissioner was like, oh, by the way, like you can't get less than zero. Then the other guy just goes nuts and is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why can't you? And I was like, you proved my point exactly, right? So like the fact that you wanted me to get negative, anyway, that's a strategy that you should implement. So if you're ahead in the game and you got a guy going and not going for high points for the week or high points for the season, just go ahead and sit him if your system allows for it. Ours doesn't. I think it's stupid. If you win the game, it's just like down in the ball. Like you're not going to like – You don't start doing run plays when there's 50 seconds left, right? It's just standard football. So if you get a win, take the win. For those of you in my league, go fuck yourselves.
That is a stupid. I mean, you.
It
you,
makes sense, right? Like it makes
you put,
sense.
You put a player who's playing a late game in the flex spot, so you can change your mind. Like you do, you know.
Yeah, and you can sit them,
and you do that on purpose, or you're like, all right, am I going to sit that guy and move a Monday Night Football guy in, or whatever I'm going to do? So. It's the same reason you do that as the same reason you would pull someone off completely.
Like, think of the same scenario, right? You're up like three or whatever, and you put Matt Ryan in, and he throws five picks, three fumbles, and then dies on the field.
Right.
Right? And then you lose your fantasy game because right. You couldn't sit Matt Ryan. It's like, you should be able to sit them. Like, that's part of the strategy. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. I hated the fact I couldn't sit him, but it didn't matter anyway. Pittsburgh got me like 10. Moving on. So... should we keep going NFL? Should we just keep the NFL momentum going?
I mean, we got to build up to tonight.
So. All right, let's build up to tonight. Like I said, we're going to the big game tonight, San Francisco versus Chicago. Backup quarterback night. We got Kaepernick. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And which Jay and I like to call him Pumpernickel.
Yep, sure, fine.
Pumpernickel. And
it's hard to spell.
It is. I mean, who wants to spell?
There's a lot of Indian middle schoolers who cannot spell Kaepernick. Yeah, racist. That's yeah. Racist in the yeah. Show. You yeah. Guys have done it before. I've listened but in.
Jason Campbell, I mean, come on. Like, could you be less exciting? I mean, like, honestly, that guy's going to be doing
dump down
passes.
He started more games.
Yeah,
he
who
started,
cares?
His last start was week six of last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but didn't he, like, break his femur last year? Or, like, whatever. Like, when basically Carson Palmer was brought in to supplant or, like, replace Jason Campbell, mm-hmm. And they gave up a ton of picks before Al Davis died and all that, but, like... whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, Jason Campbell is never going to be a franchise quarterback. He's made to be a backup to do exactly what he's doing tonight, which is not fuck up the game. So
people were trying to argue that he could be a starter on another team, though.
Well, yeah. If your team is the Jaguars, NFL, and you have Blaine Gabbert. Yeah, or the CFL. London. Right. He can go play where Warren Moon and, you know.
He's terrible. I actually hate watching him play, but I'm excited to watch him play tonight because I want to see him get picked apart.
Well, that's fine, and I will also say that, wow, I got a call from Illinois today. That's kind of weird, considering we're talking about the Bears. Yeah, Jason Campbell and Kaepernick. I think Kaepernick will be fun because just to watch him run around and try to get away from all the Bears defenders, it's going to be crazy. Do you want to do – we're going to do side bets on the game. Should we do them now?
Sure.
All right, so Matt Forte, all-purpose yards, I'll anchor it. I'm going to go – 122 yards, all-purpose yards. So that's catching and running.
For who?
For Matt Forte. You take the over under.
Forte, 122 total, catching and running.
Right, a combination.
Under.
You take the under.
Yeah.
$5. You still take the under.
Deal.
Deal. All right, we're shaking on it, Matt Forte. So I'm saying he's got the over on what, 122?
Yeah, 122.
122.
So it's recorded here.
Yes. Okay, so now let's do head-to-head backup quarterbacks. Quarterback rating. Who's going to have the better quarterback rating?
Ooh, this is hard.
So you pick the player. I'll pick the bet amount. So if you pick the wrong player, I'm going to pick like a $100 bet. Remember, running doesn't really factor in.
So I'm thinking, because I'm not used to helping jump in on a show. But here's what I'm thinking out loud.
You're not. I mean, you're just a guest. There's no expectations here.
You're right. So I'm going to think out loud. So I think Kaepernick's going to have a better game. I think the Niners are going to win. That's probably another bet we're going to have. I don't know. But Kaepernick is going
to
be effective because he's going
to
run. That doesn't factor into the... That's my point. So I think Kaepernick is going to have a better game. I think the Niners are going to win. But I think that Numbnuts is probably going to have a better quarterback rating.
Numbnuts. Jason Campbell, who's thrown over 2,000 passes in his career, which apparently is important these days.
Who cares?
So you're going Jason Campbell?
I'm going Jason Campbell only because the rushing isn't going to be a factor in the rating.
$3 on that. I got Kaepernick. You got Campbell.
Fine.
Whatever. Fine. All right, so Brandon Marshall, let's go plus or minus. So I'm going to call, because he has Jason Campbell as a shitty quarterback, I'm going to say 7 catches, over or under 7 catches for Brandon Marshall. TikTok's done. This is a radio show.
Under.
Under?
Yeah, under.
All right, so 7 is a push. $5?
$5, that's fine.
That's fine.
I was going to say 5 catches.
5 catches. All right, so I got the over on 7. We push at 7. That's fine. Frank, should we do some Gore Square? Check into Gore Square?
Can I throw out a random one?
You can throw out a really random one.
Okay, here's the bet.
All right, what's the bet?
I bet... Well, here's what I
suggest. All right, while you get to this, I'm gonna go ahead and pull one that Jay Devlin shot me in text. So longest TD score over 36.5 yards.
Ooh.
All right. So who's gonna have that? You're gonna pick the team.
Stop thinking
about it. So we're talking about $2.
I'm gonna say if it's gonna happen, and I'm gonna pick who.
No, I can just say you get to pick. Yeah, who's gonna have a longest TD score? So you pick San Fran or you pick the Bears.
But the Bears. Yardage. I think that the Niners will have the longest TD score.
Can you come back to the mic?
Yeah, no, they can hear me great.
You get so fucking comfortable.
I'm trying to get comfy here.
Uh oh, work's calling. Neat.
I'm gonna retract. I think the Bears will have the longest TD score.
Okay.
Because that's not how the Niners offense is set up. Niners aren't set up for big breakout plays unless Vernon gets like a 40-yard.
You realize I'm going to go back and listen to this because you're thinking about it so much. So Niners will have the longest TD score.
No, Bears. Bears will have the longest TD
score. All right, so then I have the Niners.
But I'm also going to say that longest TD score will be under the 36.5 yards. That's why I was thinking because I don't think any team's
going to get that. But that's part of the bet, though. It has to be longest
TD. Then I'm out. Then I wouldn't. I bet that they
would not.
You
can't be out of a bet.
No, I'm saying that neither team will have something longer than that amount. So.
No, that's fine, but you can't bet that. So if neither team does, then there is no bet. It's a push.
Mm.
Right?
Okay, Bears.
All right, the Bears. You got the Bears on that one. All right, what else?
I got one.
What? What do you got?
You owe me $10, you owe me $10 if either team wins tonight, but I owe you $10,000 if it's a tie. How about that?
I'll totally take that.
$10
now,
for
give
a
me
game
$10
played
right off
for
that.
Someone
right. Yes. Yeah.
And $10,000.
Dude, I would love that. Yeah.
A back-to-back tie. The Niners are going to tie last
week.
Yes,
that's probably what the odds are. But why wouldn't I spend $10 on those odds? I'll take it.
I think you should spend
$10
on those
odds. I want it clean bills, unmarked bills.
This is happening.
Briefcase.
This is a $10,000 bet.
No PayPal shit. I want this in a briefcase delivered to my house, unmarked bills.
Well, now you're getting specific.
And we're no taxes taken out. This isn't a $10,000 gift. This is under the table. Like I just like cut down some trees for you in front of your house.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right. So shake on it. $10 bucks.
All right.
That's
you
an easy.
Ten,
that's
a, 10 bones.
Well, whatever.
I'm actually sweating a tie.
You know what?
Is that ridiculous? The fact that I would even worry about a tie
guess
after
what?
A tie
guess what?
Week, but these quarterbacks.
Here's what San Fran will do if they're like on the ropes to end up with a tie again. They will seriously just run it out of the back of the end zone and give themselves a safety just so they don't have to
just
go through
this.
Just
to not have a tie?
Yeah, just to lose.
The
so.
Tie was the worst. You guys covered it last week.
But that was annoying. That was annoying as balls. All right, so.
I think Jay likes that bet. Jay, when you listen to this, I think you're going to like that bet that I just made.
I might try and call Jay right now.
Do it.
Just to see if
dial
he's.
Dial him up.
I'm going to call Jay Devlin right now. He's the talent of the show. I pay him about food stamps to be on the show.
In sponsor-related
stuff.
Yeah,
but it has
right?
to be at a bodega, though.
So like, this week he gets consultation for how to change his oil, something like that?
No, he gets a lot of things. He gets free beer from
right
San Francisco. We're calling Jay Devlin. If not, we're just going to leave him a voicemail.
A lot of radio shows will get people on the phone while the show's going on, but apparently Mo and Jay just straight up dial up. Sandbagging son of a bitch. You old sailor.
Oh, and he's one of those.
Oh, yeah. I'll leave a callback number. That'd be great. I'd love to leave a callback number.
All right. I can't listen to that bullshit.
You know why they do that?
No, I don't.
On the voicemail thing? Because every person that has to sit through that adds another minute to someone's plan.
Right.
Multiply that minute by all the millions of plans that are out there. Millions of minutes added up.
Well, that's great. That's really annoying.
You just
really
got served, people. You got served.
That's great.
It's a mobile knowledge right there.
All right, so here's a couple things that you guys should know as we just kind of jump around here before we get to our favorite new segment called That's So Varejao. It just sounds
it
funny.
Is so Varejao.
So I'll do my while I'm looking up a couple
can
like
you tease it a little
pre-planned jokes that I have.
Yeah,
they're just written jokes of things that I want to talk about. No, I can tease a little bit. So the perfect That's So Varejao moment from this past weekend was definitely Byron Leftwich's run into the end zone, right? So he's like running into the end zone, and he kind of does a juke move and stays in bounds for some reason, and then realizes that no one may tackle him, and then literally falls on his own neck and face into the end zone.
Yeah.
Because like Varejao
broke two of his ribs.
Yeah, exactly. So Varejao usually scores. But it's just so unorthodox and awkward that I think that those types of plays qualify of That's So Varejao.
It's true.
So if I was like on ESPN, there should be a segment called That's So Varejao. It's the not the fail. It's like the success meets the fail. I liken it to Martin Gramatica's celebration of his field goal kick.
Oh, yeah. The ankle sprain or something.
Yeah, then he like injured his groin, like celebrating. Like that's a That's So Varejao moment. So if you have that.
How many listeners out there have injured their groin celebrating?
Oh, I mean, he's how many listeners have?
Yeah.
Well, it's, and also if you're that person that like if you're that guy that like sprained his ankle drunk or walking down the stairwell. Just make up a cool sports story. Like, say you're playing hockey or something. Like, just lie about it.
Is hockey a cool story?
No, if you play...
The day I tell someone I got hurt playing hockey.
Whatever. I mean, you could totally get hurt playing hockey. It's better than, oh, yeah, I got really drunk. It's like, oh, cool, you're an alcoholic first. And it's like, second, like, you're really unathletic.
And you're a kicker, so you have to really... He would have to say, like, I got hurt because I was fucking bitches.
Actually, I wow. Actually, do you remember when I got hurt in a really awkward place?
In Vegas?
In Vegas? What was it? What was going on?
You know, you're just trying to get pumped up for the night, man. You were just listening to some pump-up music.
Yeah, it was a Britney Spears song.
It was. I wasn't going to say that. I was going to let you off the hook, but...
Yeah, it's not like there's a better song to roll your ankle to after a
seat. It was on. It just came on randomly on my iPod because I played it. Damn it.
Fair enough. All right. So, other things. Okay, soccer. Okay, not el football, but actual soccer. I just learned this as I was watching some highlights of the Galaxy versus the Sounders. Apparently, in
the fuck are the Sounders?
The Sounders are the Seattle Sounders.
Oh,
we have a soccer
okay,
team.
Bad.
People in Seattle, now that they stole our basketball team, they just watch soccer.
Okay.
At Century League, and they're as equally as obnoxious up there for soccer, but I found out like in the playoffs apparently, like so the Sounders lost to the Galaxy 3-0. I can't believe I'm talking about soccer.
Score or series?
A score. So there was a game in LA versus the Galaxy, and we lost 3-0.
Okay.
Then they go up to Seattle to play another game, right? And it's not about winning or losing. So Seattle lost the first game. It's not like an NBA series where you win or lose. So Seattle had to not only win or like score more points, they had to score 3 goals and then have Galaxy score.
Oh, it was a goal thing?
It was a goal. It was basically like two
total
halves.
Goals and 2 different games.
Exactly. So like what happened is Seattle won the game. They won 2-1 up in Seattle. But collectively, they needed to like have more goals.
So it was 4-2 Galaxy total.
Yes, great, great at math over here.
That is awful.
So I was watching. I was like watching the highlights, and it showed like, oh, Sounders won 2-1, and then the guy from the Galaxy was like holding a trophy. It's like, how the fuck did he get that trophy? It's like apparently, like they roll it over like two halves, but one half played in one hometown. So they would have had to if they would have scored 3 goals by the end of regulation. So if it was 3-0 Sounders. Then it would have went into extra time. Or they would have had to go to Switzerland and finish the game there. Anyway, just so you guys know, that kind of shit happens in soccer. I mean,
soccer fans, you should start some petitions.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's no soccer fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, exactly. But it's good to know that, like, soccer's bad enough on its own, but, like, to have, like, weird complex rules like that, like, that just makes it worse.
You know what? You want to make soccer more exciting? Make a fucking three-point line.
Yeah, exactly.
Or kick it from LeBron play. Or any of those things. I'm sure Dennis Rodman would be happy to join a team, and he would kick balls from deep.
Dude, Terrell Owens. He could be a great goalkeeper.
But he has
bad hands, though. He wouldn't be a good goalkeeper.
He would
be the worst goalkeeper ever.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
He would have some That's So Varejao moments, I'm sure.
He could catch when he was at... when he played for the Niners, but that was a short stint.
So a couple little celebrity things that you guys should know about. So this, we'll call this our pop culture moments.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know if you knew this.
Transition.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm working on. Working on transitions in my life.
Speaking of famous people.
Yeah. Speaking of famous people that, you know, used to play football. This is about sports a little bit. But do you know this about Sam Jackson? Do you know Sam Jackson?
Who is Sam Jackson? Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, Samuel. What's his middle name then, Mr. Smarty Pants? Leroy?
LaFonso.
LaFonso, okay, that's terrible. That's
LaFonso Ellis.
I think that's actually racist.
LaFonso Ellis.
You can't say LaFonso. You can't say.
You can't spell LaFonso.
Would you stop leaning back like main cabin select?
Will one of the Indian middle schoolers please spell LaFonso for Morgan?
Wait, feather or dot Indian?
Dots, obviously. We're talking about spelling.
Got it. So Sam Jackson.
Native Americans sign with X's. They don't even write their name.
They just put a little opium on the papers.
That too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But then they save
it. NyQuil or whatever.
Yeah, anything. The new NyQuil.
This is effed up. I can't run for Senate with this podcast being out there.
Whatever. You're not running for shit.
You're right.
All
right.
So here's the thing about Sam Jackson. Before any shoot he does or any movie, he requires that he's not available till a 10 a.m. start.
Makes sense.
You know why? Do you know what he's doing in the morning?
Drugs?
No, not drugs.
Oh, P90X.
No, he is playing golf.
Oh, okay.
All of his contracts, so whether it's Snakes on a
Chuck
Plane.
Chuck Daly style.
Yeah, or Coming to America. He probably didn't have this
rule. Coming to America? He couldn't have done it back then.
Yeah, I know, but that's fine.
Dude, he's in a lot of great stuff.
He is. He was pretty good in that Pulp Fiction movie.
Oh, but he was in Goodfellas for a minute.
Yeah, dude, he had a lot of bit parts.
Cameo.
But just so you know, he plays a round of golf, and so no one else can start their day until, or like his call time's never until 10 a.m.
It makes sense.
Also, a little tidbit, Bruce Willis, did you know this, has a fantasy surrogate.
I don't know what that means. He has someone run his fantasy team?
So he's in a fantasy football league, like a big money fantasy football league.
Okay.
And,
wow, so he paid someone.
He's like on, like when he does the draft, he goes sneakily and he has someone show up to be the Bruce Willis, like a looper. And he basically has like a looper version of himself show up to do the draft. And then the dude's got an earpiece in and then the guy drafts on his behalf. So the guy's not making any decisions.
So the guy's like, there.
The guy's physically there. And then Bruce Willis from afar is feeding him. He can hear everything with the conference call. And then Bruce Willis is in the league, but he has a fantasy surrogate under an alias name.
But why is the guy there? Why doesn't he just call into a conference?
Because he wants a guy physically there to see what's going
on.
I don't know.
What's happening in the room?
I don't know. It's just better to have a surrogate. I mean, like, why?
It's weird that he calls it a surrogate.
But why?
It's like a consultant.
I didn't say he calls it. I'm calling it a surrogate.
Oh, you're calling it that. Okay.
Yeah, but like, that's like.
That's funny.
But you know, like surrogate mothers, right? Like,
yeah.
That's why they're there. They physically have to be there.
Yeah.
It's not an exact match with the analogy.
No, not really. Well, at first it made me think that he was like, had a consultant.
But
like,
put it this way, if he got on the phone, you know, people start asking questions about the Sixth Sense, right? Right?
They're just good.
What?
Listen, two things. One, I love Bruce Willis. Two, Christmas is coming up and Die Hard is probably the best Christmas movie of all time. And if you don't think it's a Christmas movie, watch it again.
Of course it's a Christmas movie,
dude. Christmas.
They're at a Christmas party. That's why they're there.
The Long Kiss Goodnight, to bring back Samuel L. Jackson, also a great Christmas movie. So sign yourselves up for those two this December. I appreciate that Bruce is making his own picks, though.
Sure,
in a big money league, I'm sure there's guys.
Thousands of dollars.
I'm sure thousands.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars.
No, I mean, we're talking like, you know, waiver wire pickups cost like
$4,000. We're talking like if the Niners tie tonight. Kind of money.
We're talking a lot more than that.
Wow, all right.
All right, so let's just move through the rest. We were going to talk about the NBA a little bit.
Can I?
D'Antoni's a terrible coach,
wait,
by the way.
Wait.
He's a fucking awful. He's great when he's not
wait,
there.
Wait, I have some entertainment, though.
All right, keep going.
I got a smoother transition than you wanted earlier. So we talked about cameos for a second.
I'm getting tons of calls that want to call into the podcast.
Toyota.
Yeah, Toyota.
We call from Toyota.
Yeah, it's probably the service center.
I'll give you three guesses at who that is.
No,
a?
It's, no, it's honestly, it's the service center, but like if they want to call in and sponsor
it's a geisha. You sneakily put her name in. It's Toyota.
A geisha.
To throw people off.
Yeah, memoirs of a geisha.
No, listen, I got to tell a story. So last week.
Mark Sanchez sucks. How about that?
Last week, I was in Denver.
I'm feisty.
I got to give a shout out. I got to give a shout out and tie it to your cultural hip hop stuff or whatever. Anyway.
Hip hop?
I don't know why I said that. I had that beer. I don't know why I said that.
It's because the music awards were on last night and Justin Bieber was murdering
wow,
it.
Way to sneak that stuff in. Is someone paying you to sneak these in?
No, no. I just like Justin Bieber. It's cool hats. It's cool high hats.
So wait, so listen. I got to give a shout out to TD, Terrell Davis. Why? Why is he relevant? I was in Denver last week, in my rental car, driving to the airport. Warm 102.3.
Yeah, welcome to Warm 102.3.
Listen,
this is Denver Live.
I don't I don't like Denver that much. I'm not there very often. It's been 7 years since I've been there. But anyway, I was there, and I got to say, I love the radio.
Hold on. Time out. TV
what?
Time out.
Yeah.
You hate Denver.
I do hate Denver. But I've hated Buffalo and Cleveland so already. I feel like I can't knock another city off.
Dude,
the
you
list
said that people were straight up in jorts playing hacky sack.
They were hacky
sack. With
sacking.
Shirts off. And that's what they do in Denver. And that's all they do in Denver.
That's all they do.
And they probably talk about Tebow and Peyton Manning combined. If there was like some Tebow, Peyton Manning morphed version they could create, they would love that.
I was there for like 10 days and I was absolutely stuck. And I felt like I was in hell and I hated it in 2005. I went back. I got to say, they treated me well this past week. It was cold
they?
As balls. They,
whoa, dude.
Denverians?
Denverianians.
Denverians.
Now, what
listen,
are they called?
Terrell Davis's.
We have so much to Google later.
We do. So listen, wait.
Denverons.
Warm.
No, it's like
Chevrons. Chevron? Devron.
Yeah.
Done.
Chevron with Techron.
Can we move on? Can I tell my story?
No, you fucking... It better be good.
Warm 102.3 has Terrell Davis on every Thursday. Football Thursdays. He goes through... He's on there talking for a while. So I got to say two things. First of all, it was great to hear his voice. It's been a long time since I've heard it.
When were you hearing his voice?
When he was a player and he was doing press conferences.
No, he was not.
Yes,
doing
he was.
Shit.
He won two Super Bowls. He was talking constantly.
So you thought his voice sounded really nice back then?
It was a radio show. I thought he had a great radio voice. So that's point one. Point two is that he goes through his top 10 quarterback or running back list every week.
Okay.
Didn't necessarily agree with his list, but I liked his breakdown, and he wasn't going like with everyone else goes.
What do you have, AP number one? That's fucking brilliant. He's like, oh,
everyone Adrian. Did last week. He had 177 yards.
That's fine. They're on a bye week this week. So,
yeah.
All right. So, a couple of the guys.
Anyway, my point is they kicked off the show by saying, all right, we're with Terrell Davis. Before we get started, we want to play a little something for you. So they played a clip from the show Sister Sister. You remember the show?
Yes, I know the show
yes,
very
you know,
well.
Remember the girls? I can't remember.
Yeah,
the girls.
They have a new reality show.
I know they do. This is, see, it's all coming together.
Yeah,
you
so I know more than Terrell Davis does.
So
Sister Sister.
Exactly. There
yeah,
you go.
Dude,
there.
I love that. Those
so wait,
two black girls. Wait.
What are the girls' names?
Aisha and
Tamara is one of them.
And Serena.
It's not Aisha.
Wait,
Aisha is a
wait,
great song.
The Williams
not
sisters.
Aisha.
It's not
Aisha? Williams sisters. No.
I should know
I
this.
I think it's like Tamika and Tamara, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right. Like they're.
Let's pretend that's right. We need a stat guy for this show.
Yeah, we need people.
We need
to
someone
help.
Like on hand looking up our shit.
Right.
Anyway, the point is that so they played a clip from Sister Sister, and Terrell Davis made a cameo on that show like back in the day.
Did he?
Yeah,
when he was
in
playing?
The 90s. Yeah, when he was playing. And the sister was trying to hook Terrell Davis up with the other sister. So they played the clip. It was just funny, and they were making fun of him for it. And like they were talking about how he had like a great ass or something like that. So I bring that up
on the show.
Yeah, they played the full clip on the show.
And they showed it.
Sister, sister.
And
they showed
the girls on the show were talking about Terrell Davis's ass.
Yes, but in like playful sitcom-y 90s style.
Fair enough. Not like Cosby Show. That would have been a little more PG. They said, like, he has a nice bottom.
Yeah, no, but it was along those lines. It was, like, in jest kind of a thing.
Got it.
Anyway, so I have a question for you.
Right.
If you were going to be, if you, today Morgan, not 90s Morgan or 80s Morgan, if you were going to make a cameo. So the cameo he made was that he was a two-time Super Bowl winning running back, right?
Yeah.
And he showed up on the show and he was trying to get set up because it was hard for him to meet women. That was the setup to the storyline in that particular one.
So it was like today, Leo on Growing Pains.
Yeah, back in the day. He was a kid. He was homeless, whatever. I watched that shit. Anyway, the point is, today, Morgan, what show would you be on and what would your cameo role be? That's my question for you.
Oh, this is such a layup.
Late 80s, 90s, whatever you want.
No, I mean, is it current show right now?
No, I'm saying 80s or 90s.
Oh, Saved by the Bell, without question.
And what would you... What
I would be my camp.
Not exactly what you want to be, but what makes sense for your personality, you, like, what would they have you come on there for?
I think I would have been on there to, and this had to be me now, yeah. But I would have to be, like,
the you're going back in time.
Bayside's rival high school, a wrestler going up against AC Slater in a big match.
Oh, we should know their rival.
We should know their rival, I know. I feel like we should know. They always talk about the rival high school.
Valley.
It's totally Valley. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I didn't even use a phone, people.
All right. So then you have to do the same thing now. And
so
keep in mind.
Wait, you'd be a football player for the
other? No. A wrestler, because AC Slater was a wrestler.
Yeah. I'd have to wear one of those.
No, I'd have to go. I would have to, like, run and not eat for, like, 2 months to be on the show.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I mean.
Because I don't really want to be in one of those spandex things, but, like, if I would.
He played, like, every sport on that show, though, didn't he?
He did. I mean, but I just feel like a wrestler would be more. I mean, I could have said basketball and all that kind of crap, but, like.
I want someone to YouTube and, like, put together every sport that Slater played. Like, I'm sure there's, like,
he
definitely. Cross stick in
no,
his locker.
No, wrestling was his
ball,
thing.
Wrestling. Oh, no, I remember that.
He
had the big match. There was a chick that wrestled.
No, and he also, they danced as the spandex twins in the competition at the Max.
Who won that?
Who won that? Lisa Turtle and Screech Powers won that with the sprain dance.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah, so I was all bringing it back to that.
So wait, why that show?
Why that show? Because that show's amazing. And
you're just the perfect fit for that show. You're a perfect fit to be the wrestler.
You said pick a show that would make sense.
Yeah.
I didn't say I was the perfect fit for that show.
I said make sense.
If you were saying right now, I would say I would be on the league. I'd be on the fantasy football show.
No. I'm talking about right now.
Obviously, I answered your question. Why don't you answer what you would have been in back in the 90s? You would have been a Power Rangers?
I would have wanted to be on the Cosby Show. You know why?
Could you come back to the mic?
They can hear me great. Hey, listen, I'm trying to sit comfortably, people.
You don't project that well.
You
have a soft voice.
I project my
like
ass
Terrell,
off.
Like Terrell Davis. You have a soft, subtle voice.
Terrell does not have a soft voice, man. He sounds great. I really like to hang out with him and have beers and stuff.
God, that's so Vergeau.
It kind of is.
We're coming up on the game. We have to finish up this podcast.
I think hanging with Mr. Cooper, I would probably be like one of the basketball players on his team or like on an opposing team. Okay. So we both went sports. We didn't mean to, but... I would probably go.
No one watched that show, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mark Curry, dude, he was the coach. I'm a little younger than you.
Yeah, no, I'm 30. I was
it's
34
that,
when
that
show
was
came
like,
out.
That was TGIF. That was TGIF, and it's late.
This is just something.
I would have liked the Cosby Show though, because there were never white people in there.
Yeah.
The only white guy I've ever known to be on the Cosby Show is Adam Sandler.
What about Lisa Monet?
She's
Whoa,
half.
She
That's
was half.
Enough. Yeah, she was a chick. But I'm saying white dudes.
Dude, well,
Adam
whatever.
Adam Sandler was like Theo's boy, and they went to like they he
Adam
showed
Sandler
up.
Was?
Adam Sandler was a cameo on there. It was a great cameo.
Did he do his annoying voice?
He didn't even talk. It was him and two other dudes meeting Theo to go to the prom, and I think Sandler was rocking like a white tux or something like that. We'll find that on YouTube.
By the way, this is one thing I cannot say on Facebook, but I've been wanting to pick the right day, but I can never pick the right day. This has nothing to do with
anything.
Today
the day?
No, today's not the day. You know when you get birthday reminders?
Oh, yeah.
Like 44 birthday reminders every week on Facebook?
And it's your mom and you totally forgot?
Not even going that route. Do you ever get a birthday reminder and then think about how you want to delete someone? Like, does it ever like...
I just met a guy recently who said that every week he does delete a Facebook friend Friday. And the way that he does it is he looks at the upcoming birthdays and he picks the one that he knows the least and he deletes that person.
That's great. See, I'm totally...
There you go.
But see,
take advantage of
it. I want to post it, but every time I want to post it, there's someone has a birthday that I'd feel bad about writing that. So every time like I go in to post it, so I just want to say it on the show because I really want to delete a lot of people But then there's these fucking, because the birthday reminders, they just kill me. And it's so, can't you just do like one for the year? Like, happy birthday to everybody this year.
Yeah, it feels like you have to do it. There was a friend of my wife's who had a birthday, and then I forgot to write something, and she wrote on her wall the next day, "For all the people who didn't say happy birthday, you're dead to me." And then I literally knew that? I was in trouble. Wait, I can't say names.
What do you mean?
It's a friend of Melissa's.
Really? Yeah. So someone wrote that, "You're dead to me"?
You forgot my birthday, you're dead
to me. Well, then wouldn't you already have been deleted and missed that message because she would befriended? Be awesome. And if you're dead to her, then she should have deleted you.
I would love if she'd delete me.
So you're not dead to her?
No, but I'd love
to. Can you be dead to someone and then not delete them? Just keep saying mean things
Looper.
To them?
Looper.
It's fine.
Looper question.
All right, so let's just get to NASCAR because I know you guys have been waiting for this.
Oh, yes. All right, yeah. We definitely are on the back nine.
Brad Keselowski, NASCAR champion. Who fucking cares?
Are you serious? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I just saw this. Yeah, he beat Jimmy Johnson. Who cares, SportsCenter? Don't put hockey on. Don't put NASCAR on. Don't put soccer on. Now I have to know about shit I don't want to know about.
You know what?
And the guy was weird,
there's
too.
There's a good chance.
Dave Ryan should talk to that guy.
There's a really good chance that our kids, which are unborn,
yeah.
will not know what the word hockey means at this point.
That's
like, going on strike is the dumbest thing you could ever do. I know that the highest paid players want to keep getting paid, but your sport is going to die if you don't. Anyway.
Well, the ice is melting on that sport.
Hockey, soccer, NASCAR, all out.
No, they're not
they're
all
fired.
Out. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
We did establish that on this show. All those
we did. Games. Let's run through these last few games. And we're probably going to
think. The ones that happened?
Yeah, the ones
let's
that.
Let's talk about new shit.
All right, let's talk about new shit then. What about D'Antoni as the Lakers coach? What do you think? Is he going to be a fit or does it even matter? Like, basically, like, who has to coach these guys? Just let them play.
I think he should coach tonight in wheelchair.
In a wheelchair.
I've never seen a coach in a wheelchair in the NBA, and that would be legit.
Like a one with an electric one or a regular one?
A regular one, and the assistant coach has to push him around.
Wait.
Or injured players. So Steve yeah. Nash or Blake.
Isn't Adam Morrison still on the team? Maybe that.
Oh, could... No.
He's somewhere.
He's in the D League.
That was going to be our other thing, is like what guys in the NBA like shouldn't be in the NBA, Luke Ridenour. That just should be done. But like if you're, but anyway, back to D'Antoni being pushed around in the wheelchair, because I really like that idea.
And a blanket on his lap.
On a blanket?
And no, just a blanket is on D'Antoni's lap and someone pushes him around.
But what if he accidentally wore a Phoenix Suns blanket or a New York Knicks blanket? Like a branded one?
He probably would.
Well, either way, D'Antoni, you're the worst defensive coach and coach of all time. Watched you coach the Knicks.
I had a rant about this on Facebook though. He's not the worst coach of all time. He was their best. He was the best option that wasn't Phil Jackson. And LA was going nuts about how terrible
he was.
I don't know.
Your,
who are you going to coach? Who's going to coach you?
George Karl. Bernie Bickerstaff.
George Karl, unavailable.
All right. So.
No. You can't take current coaches.
Yeah, you can. Or why?
No, you're taking unemployed coaches. You need coaches who aren't working.
Unemployed coaches.
The
all
best
right.
pick is Jerry Sloan. But he will not coach anyone. Who
Wait,
was
is Van
born
is Van
before
is Van Gundy coaching again?
No, but he won't. He won't coach them.
Well,
he can't coach a Howard.
I would say
ruined that.
Doug Collins already went back, right? So he's already coaching again.
Yeah.
Bill Cowher. I think it would translate.
I agree.
fuck it. Bill Cowher could get anybody to do anything.
I agree.
He'd be like, guess what, guys? I don't know shit about basketball, but I'm fucking pissed.
I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
That's a great call.
Bill Cowher would be a great coach for the Lakers. Like, just showing up angry. He still wears, like, a sweatshirt and a headset. He's just pissed off all the time.
Yeah, headset.
He's like, fucking Kobe, figure out your shit. You know, long story short, Lakers do great. They win the title. And the whole Time Warner thing, I fucking hate. That's all just stupid. I don't even like watching the Lakers. No, that Time Warner has exclusive rights to all the Lakers games in LA. So if you have DirecTV, you can't get a Lakers game.
Any of them?
Any of them.
What if they're live on ABC?
It's the same as, you know, Time Warner can't get the NFL package. So Time Warner countered with, we're going to get just a Lakers exclusive package, and you can only get the Lakers games if you have Time Warner. So if they're bars and whatnot, if you have DirecTV, you can't get Lakers games, which for an LA bar is terrible. But how are you going to get both? Like get two providers to your...
What about LA Rams games?
LA Rams games? Oh, you should be able to find those on Hulu.
Oh, I would love to watch an LA Rams game.
Dude, the LA Rams.
Bring him back.
No, I'm not going to bring him back. All right, let's wrap this up. We have a couple more. Give me one off the cuff. That's so Varejão moment. It could be an old school play.
First of all, I love that Shaq calls Varejão the Dennis Rodman of Brazil. I think it's pretty funny. But
Do you like Shaq as an announcer?
I think he's fine. I don't need him on there. I can see how he bugs people. Once in a while, I think he throws some funny shit out there. They showed him riding a horse one day, and that shit is hilarious.
I'll say he's not as annoying as last year.
He has a lot in common with a horse.
Wow. Not even going to go there. Point being is Barkley's always going to be better. He's always going to be a better announcer. I don't like when it's just like...
didn't ask me if he was better. You just asked me if I like
him. Well, I understand that you don't think he's better. You're not an idiot. But I'm just saying that, like, if you're cutting into Barkley's time, that's my issue. So I don't hate Shaq so much. I just hate that when he's cutting into the three-man weave of the original TNT guys, like, come playoff time, like, that bothers me because it's like now I'm getting a Shaq joke that feels premeditated or, like, really, like, big and, like, animated, like, commercially versus, like, something authentic from Barkley where he's like, no. Like, he'll have, like, a sponsor on or something. He's like, no, I have never tried that shit.
You know...
What?
I do love that they talk about the sponsors openly.
I do too.
You see that commercial with that, like, what's that commercial with, like, you splash the stuff into the water and it turns purple and then they drink that shit?
Mio. The Mio commercials are amazing.
They talked about the Mio. I remember Charles, like, cutting to commercials, like, man, this shit was funny. Like, something like that. I was like, nice. But listen, here's my thing. Barkley, it doesn't do that great of analysis.
He goes from his gut, though.
But no, that's what I mean.
He knows basketball. He doesn't have to
He's saying it. He says it honestly. So I appreciate that everything he says honestly. And he also can flip-flop because he'll change his mind. So I appreciate his, like, flexibility too. But I think that he's funny. Like, if I don't agree with him, and the thing is, he played with Dr. J. Like, he goes way back. Like, he's played with a shitload of people. So if he has stories or anecdotes to tell, I want to listen to him. If he doesn't have anecdotes and he wants to give a perspective that's retarded, it's usually delivered fine.
Right.
Which is why you like him. But you can't have two
because
of those.
It's fodder for the conversation with the rest of the guys.
Funny.
And like Kenny Smith will be like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But Shaq, what I'll say about Shaq, who I love and was like my idol growing up as a basketball player.
Seriously?
Yes. He's a big man. I'm a big man.
I understand the connection. Like, he's tall. You got a picture with Shaq.
Dude, Shaq is my basketball idol when I was a kid.
By the way, I took that picture.
And Scottie Pippen.
I got you a picture. Number picture three. With Shaq. Remember that?
No, you did. You did.
Who was taller? Yeah.
Come on,
he had you about
7'2". Like,
yeah, he got you by a couple inches, but you were wearing really high heels that night.
My point is that as much as I love Shaq, he's never once delivered a story or a line where I was like, oh, that is an interesting perspective on basketball that I never knew before, unless he's telling big man shit, which he doesn't even tell because it's not like he was that great. If Akeem was talking to you about post moves and stuff like that.
But what about when Shaq called out Dwight Howard before the season even started and was like cutting on him and he's like, dude, you're done.
Yeah,
no.
Like, listen, there's no, I love Howard too, but Howard is basically following Shaq's footsteps to a T. And you're a dunking big man who needs to work on your finesse and you can't hit free throws. You started in Orlando and you went to LA. Jesus Christ. And you're trying to be in movies and on TV. Do yourself a favor, like, here's the other thing, too.
And you call yourself Superman.
And when he gets interviewed, he's trying so hard to have personality. Like, I think Dwight has a natural personality, but he tries really, really hard. Kobe's always done this, too, and it's bugged me. But Kobe's a little, like, stiffer, and he's, like, fine to be an asshole these days.
Right.
But Shaq has so much personality.
Well, no, Kobe's trying to be Jordan-style.
No,
Jordan really didn't like the media, and it was real. And Kobe's just kind of like, I'm aloof,
listen,
and I'm like worldly.
Jordan had a nice smile, and it made him hundreds of millions of dollars. That was it. Like, he was a dick for most of those years, but anyway.
Well, either way.
Which is why, and I've always said, which is why Mari Stoudemire, who's had his own issues the last couple years, regardless, like, your smile and how you look on the court is huge. And those goggles cost him money. Entertainment-wise, all this other stuff.
Well, for how long, though? He's paid $100 million by the Knicks.
They see his
face.
So
what? He was cost $100 million for this contract? He's good. He's good to go.
I also mean just entertainment-wise, too. Like, basketball players make a lot of money because you see their face. You see him.
That's fine.
You think you know.
That's so Varejão.
It is.
We're done. One final bet, and we'll wrap this up. So just straight up for the game. I don't want points. I don't even want to know what the over-under is, any of that. I'm taking the Bears.
You are?
Yeah, just for the win.
Are you doing that to disagree with me? Or are you
doing I'm just straight up doing it. I mean, I obviously want San Francisco to lose as a Seahawks fan.
You got a score for me?
You got, I have a final score. It's 23-20. The Bears win. But I don't want points. You don't get points. Straight up, $8.
Yeah.
$8 for that bet.
Because we had a $5 bet and a $3 bet earlier, and you think that $8.
I have no idea. Fine. Just $8. And you have a $10,000 bet on your head, by the way.
That's true.
For the tie? I'd much rather have the tie, just FYI.
I'll
make a lot more money that way.
I'll take the 8-bone bet.
Take the 8-bone. We're shaking on it. Thank you, guys. I don't know what I'm thinking. You guys didn't do shit. All you're doing is listening.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
It's like a comedian does a stand-up routine. How about this? They thank the crowd. Thank you for laughing at my jokes.
If you've made it this far on the podcast, tweet me at @digitalbigman, and I will send you a picture of something awesome.
Wow. Okay. Something awesome.
I could have done better.
All right. You could have.
I apologize.
Seriously. Seriously. Good night. Good luck. Go fuck yourselves.
It rhymes with my Mick.
Yep. Wow. See ya.